Andre was just recently awarded with Alan Guth from Paul Stanhart the rap medal. This is his first talk in the post-Durant medal.
So you see, today I will be unusually kind, and I'm not going to talk about erotics and psychic and everything.
Sasha, for history, for 10 billion years, this recording.
Thank you. Okay, today I'm going to talk about something which is pretty unusual for me, and that is about supergravity, which is unusual for me. It's not my subject, but that's because we were working on this with Renata Kalish, and also about dark energy, which is also not the subject of either of us. It just seemed to be an interesting thing, and surprisingly, these two things merged together into something pretty unexpected for me. With respect to the fate of the universe, okay? So I will start with, however, with something that is very familiar, and that is, let me show you the potential for chaotic inflation. You have a potential which looks like that, and if you are very, very high, then you have inflation there. Now, if you go low, inflation stops here, unless you have a tiny cosmological constant in this place. And well, the funny thing about it is that if you have just a simple quadratic oscillator model, just add here something positive, you simultaneously can describe both stages of inflation, the early inflation in the early universe and the late inflation, which is acceleration of the universe right now. It works right now like that. You have here early stage of inflation, very, very short, very important, and here the present stage of inflation. So it's possible to do so. But then it is also interesting to check other options, not just adding constants, but maybe play with some, well, interesting theories like M theory or whatever, and see what happens. But before moving towards it, I will show you some graph which looks very similar. So it's a quadratic model again, and it's again some addition of cosmological constant, but it is negative cosmological constant. And at the first glance, this is okay model because the vacuum is stable, and when the scale field falls down here, well, so we have negative energy, so what? But if we study Friedman equations for this model, you will find out that the evolution of the universe is quite different. So first it looks the same as before, then the scale field starts oscillating, and then it blows up back. And what happens here is that the universe is collapsing to the singularity, which is very strange because indeed, the only thing that we changed, we just added small negative cosmological constant. So what is the reason for that? Well, the reason can be understood as follows. Here is this Friedman equation, h squared plus minus, well, you can just write plus, and k is equal to plus minus 1 or 0 equal to rho divided by 3. Now, what inflation does, inflation kills this term altogether, okay? So we have just h squared is equal to rho divided by 3. This is in units Planck mass is equal to 1, okay? Well, so we see that h squared must be positive. However, if our potential is bounded from below but negative, then the scale field falls down, oscillates there, loses its energy because kinetic energy of the field is destroyed by expansion of the universe. And then eventually the universe starts being dominated by negative energy of this cosmological constant. And once, how could it be? Because here rho and here h squared, which is positive by definition. So what happens? At the moment when rho becomes zero, when this kinetic energy just becomes equal to minus effective minus potential energy, rho becomes zero, h becomes zero, the universe stops expanding and collapses. And this happens even if the universe is flat. So that is something which usually surprises people because everybody knows, everybody have read about it, that the universe, if it is closed, then it can collapse. And now, even if the universe is closed, it is not going to collapse because we have positive cosmological constant, right? Okay. So we tried to find out any models which would describe this inflation at the present stage, which will be, say, ideally de Sitter expansion of the universe. And we tried to do it in theories which would be motivated by M theory, say. Well, now, you can't do it in N equal 1 supergravity rather easily, because there you have a lot of freedom. You have Keller potential, which you can choose. You have super potential, which you can choose. So you can easily fine-tune the value of cosmological constant to whatever number you want. But this theory is not directly related to M theory. So the next step would be to study extended supergravities. Well, you can also go directly to M theory, but so far no de Sitter solutions have been found. So we tried to do it with extended supergravity, and the one which is most closely related to M theory is N equal 8 supergravity. Now, N equal 8 supergravity, you see what we were looking for. We were looking for de Sitter states, so that you have cosmological constant like effective potential, which has extremum with positive cosmological constant. And the statement is that if you obtain this theory by compactification, then so far there are no known examples of having de Sitter solutions with positive cosmological constant which would be stable. However, there is a possibility to obtain this going down from 11 dimensions to 4 to obtain our world. You can do it by so-called non-compactification. That is, this compactified part of a 11-dimensional space will be actually non-compact. So it is possible to find there some class of theories which always were considered as bad ones. Why bad? Because they are unstable. You have this de Sitter state here, but this is unstable. And so it was not very interesting even to study them. However, we have studied them, and we have found some strange thing which people did not observe before. And this looks like mystery. We really do not know why it is so. This curvature of the effective potential here is always in all known examples of the theory, N equal 8 supergravity, N equal 4 supergravity, N equal 2 supergravity. So in all known versions of extended supergravity, M squared is quantized in units of the height of this potential. We have no idea why it is so. It's just, well, experimental observation. You have these numbers here. It was like that while Renato Kaluta was sitting near the computer. And here was the number 133, and here was the number 266. And she said, well, it looks like they are very similar. There is something queer about it. Okay, so we still don't know why it is so, but what is a possible, well, hint to the explanation is that the ratio of m squared divided by h squared is an eigenvalue of Casimir operator of de Sitter group. And we do not know exactly how this is related to extended supergravity. But this was a rule only for extended supergravity. Let's take it seriously for a second. And let's just assume that you have extended supergravity with the height of the potential, which is extremely small. What would this entail? Because nothing fixes these values of the constants in this model. And we play with this right now, just as with a toy model. We do not have any pretensions at the moment to say that we have, well, realistic theory of everything in our pocket. We, however, want to share with you some strange observations, which seem to be rather funny. So we look at this theory if we put the cosmological constant of desirable order, and then we'll check whether we can actually deduce this order from some considerations. So look at this and check. What will happen with the time during which you are going to die? Because you are going to die. You're going to fall down to this unbounded from below region where effective potential is minus infinity. So how long will it take for you to fall down? The typical time of development of instability in the theory is proportional to m minus 1. Everything grows exponentially, and instability grows as exponent of mt, or approximately this type is slightly different in expanding universe. So if I have m, which is square root of 6h, which is a property of all of these models, this instability for all of them is related to the square root of 6, the sharpest decline area. Now, then if you take this, and if you take this h coming from this observational fact that right now seems to be of this order, this cosmological constant, then the typical time of the development of instability happens to be exactly of the order of h minus 1, because m minus 1 is of the order of h minus 1. Now, h minus 1 is the age of the universe. So the time of development of instability is of the same order as the age of the universe. And here comes, so we have about 10 to the 10 years to think about this, because our age, our universe, if we trust this picture, is going to collapse typically within this time. Now, well, these are just words. Let's just put there some math there. And we studied this evolution for different models. And here is the simplest, well, what we call fiducial model. If you have normal cosmological constant, and the field just stays exactly at the top of the potential. Well, if it's exactly at the top of the potential, it's not going to fall, except for due to quantum fluctuations. It will fall eventually. And the estimate of the time of the fall is approximately 10 present ages of the universe. So this is the best that we can have here. I cheated you and scared you. No. It's 100 ages of the universe. Now, if we one of the properties of this theory is that this effective potential of it has this shape. Here it is. Now it's better. Well, this one is in Planckian units. This V is in units of cosmological constant lambda, so it can be any. Now, what is interesting that all of these potentials hit zero exactly at the point very close to M Planck. Now, if you're going to stay exactly here, you'll be able to stay here for a very long time. If you are here, then your fate will be less satisfactory. So what happens? If you're at a distance 0.2 in Planckian units from the top, then you survive quite long. If you are at a distance 0.3, the very dramatic change of fate. If you are at 0.35, it becomes even smaller. But look here, this is our place. Here it is still 7 billion years to go. Now, however, if we study observational consequences of that and check what will be this omega dark in these models, all of these models can be made such that at this point, this is omega dark. This is omega dark as a function of z. So here is omega dark equal to 0.7. Here is this z spanning some region. So at the present moment, this decaying theory can well account for what we see right now. Look at this, however, this strange curve here, 0.35. Well, here we are already at the verge of coming to a contradiction, because this model cannot provide you with omega dark 0.7. It can do the best 0.65, which most cosmologists will say, well, it is okay right now. Well, it's okay right now, but 5 years later it may not be okay, and therefore it offers you a tool to find out our fate. Now, here is something else. This is this small w as a function of z. So it is equation of state in this case. An equation of state, if you're exactly at the top, it is just minus one as it should be. If you are, 0.2 from the top, equation of state is below minus 0.9, which is pretty satisfactory. If it is 0.3 off the top, it's becoming less satisfactory. If it is 0.35, it just blows up. So you can rule it out experimentally. Now, you may think, okay, but this is a pathological n equal 8 model. Let me check what will happen in not pathological, but everyday knowledge. Everybody who studied n equal 1 supergravity, they started with this phenomenological model of breaking supersymmetry, which is based on so-called Polanyi model. This is the simplest possible model with potential Keller potential, which is of minimal form, which is superpotential, which is linear. So nothing can be simpler than that. And the only thing, Polanyi, when he used this model, he fine-tuned, you know, these people, he fine-tuned beta equal to 2 minus square root of 3. Because he wanted to obtain, to fine-tune cosmological constant equal to 0. Now, if we just play with this beta, what we will find out, that the potential may have minimum, they may be symmetric depending on this beta. So if beta is smaller than 0.268, then we are above this place and we are comfortably in the Sitter space eventually. If we are in this place, we are not in anti-de Sitter, never anti-de Sitter. This would be something which string theorists probably would like to end all of us, end in anti-de Sitter. No, we are going to collapse before we reach it. We are going to collapse in this case, and that's how it comes. So this Polonyi model also produces you similar pictures for omega dark. You can have omega dark of the desirable type, similar pictures of W, similar pictures of A, and a substantial fraction of these kind of models leads to the universe collapsing very early. And now you can study it by checking what options do you really have. For example, in n equal 8 supergravity. In n equal 8 supergravity, this plots you all possible values of cosmological constant lambda and of initial values of the scalar field phi. And everything that is above this red curve, it's already dead. These universes cannot survive 14 billion years, so they are out of question right now. They are entropically forbidden. You can live right now and enjoy, these talks here, only if we are somewhere in this region, okay? Now look here carefully. This is lambda, and the order of magnitude of a desirable region is about 1. And this is scale in present energy densities. And if you cut this diagram in half, so that half of area is above the line, and half of the area is below some line, so this line will be at 1.5 present energy densities of the universe. I mean, I did not know that I am going to get this result when we plotted this, but that just happened. Okay? Then we plotted something else. So this would tell, and by the way, I plotted here something else too. This blue line here, which looks like dark, below this line, you can survive twice as much as 14 billion years. So if you are below this line, then you have another 14 billion years ahead of you. But if you are above, and here area is 3 times larger than here, then, so sorry. Now, this is the most important part. Here is cosmological constant, here is the scale of field phi, here is this deadly curve, so we cannot live here. And here, this line, 0.5, shows you the point, all of these points at this line belong to the place which is now at the state with omega dark is equal to 0.5. This green one is exactly what we observe right now. All of these points with this initial value of the scalar field phi and with this value of lambda, they are omega 0.7. These are omega 0.9. This dashed curve, this area here is the area for which the universe right now is accelerating. So we just put it here. This is accelerating area. And the portion of this area, as compared to all entropically allowed area, is 35%. So with this very, very naive way of counting, you just count the number of possible states, we have an accelerating universe with a probability 1/3. Now, if we look at this part, and this part corresponds to A, accelerating universe, and B, the universe which have this omega dark in the region between 0.5 and 0.9. Okay? So this is the part. So then the probability will be 10%, which does not mean that we're really, really predicting that we must be here in 0.5 and 0.9. But this is not a fine-tuning, which must be, as strong as 120 orders of magnitude. You just have this probability 10%. So what is the resume? First of all, it may happen that n equal 8 supergravity helps us to solve the cosmological constant problem because the only universes where we can live, they have just exactly the cosmological constant of the proper order of magnitude. And then also it tells you that it is not improbable for us to open our eyes and find ourselves in a universe with these properties. Now, of course, we can really try to check it because all of these models, they have some features distinguishing them from the models where we are not going to die. Like, for example, this W in these models, it has a tendency to blow up near the present time. even though it may, well, in some models it end up comfortably like 0.9, minus 0.9, but somewhere it may blow up. If you study the models with De Sitter space, then De Sitter vacuum, stable one, then this W have a tendency to, well, to slowly go down in this place to, towards minus 1 again. So you can distinguish the models with stable state and the models with unstable state. And if it so happened that the universe we live in is unstable, then here is these two pieces of news. So the bad news is that these best candidates, I mean, from the point of view of M theory, well, this is the only thing which have, well, at least to the best of my knowledge, we have the possibility to describe something like De Sitter space. So then it is unstable. Yeah, and this suggests that our universe is going to collapse within 10 to 20 billion years, the last transparency. Okay, and the good news that we still have some time to study whether this is the case. And this tells something about observational cosmology. Observational cosmology is not about finding W or finding omega dark or something like that. Just like particle physics is not about finding an extra particle. That is why they have closed this accelerator in Texas, because nobody cared about curing cancer for this $10 billion well, money, or because this is how it was advertised on TV, or to find several different new particles. This is not about finding some new particles or finding some new numbers. This is about our future, and that is why. Well, as I told you in the beginning, this is what we have seen like an observation. And we do not know whether we need to break it down to the standard model or whether we should keep it like a hidden sector and add to this standard model. This is a problem which is not solved yet. I am not selling you it like a ready product. What I am, however, showing you that it is quite interesting that in the very broad class of models of this type, you have this magic quantization relation. So maybe this quantization relation has some roots to it. Maybe there are some reasons for it to exist. And if we add standard model to the picture, maybe we will find that some of this picture will survive. And there is no such quantization for, say, n equal 1 supergravity. Yes. 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 No. Because what inflation does, okay, now I crossed this from the title. What inflation does is to make the area of homogeneity exponentially large. So you're not going to find out anybody crashing before you, because you will crash in 10 to the 10 billion years, which is very similar to the size of the observable part of the universe. So the best that you can see. And your neighbor in inflationary universe, which will have different initial conditions, he will die and you will never know about it, because you will die before you learn. Okay. Okay. Here is the situation. To the theory like that, unlike many other theories, just cannot add a cosmological constant. This is the only thing you can get. You get the potential like that, you get De Sitter space, and this De Sitter space is determined by its height and by this curvature. And this thing comes in a package. The higher you go, the more curved it is, and the faster you fall. So if you want to go higher to the expected value of cosmological constant, just like M Planck to the force, then you are dying within Planck and time. And so what we have found, a region of possible values of this parameter where you still have these 14 billion years to survive. Again, I don't know You see, it was fun to work with it, I must admit. It was real fun to work with it. I do not know whether it's true or whether it is not true. I just wanted to share with you this strange experience where the only model similar, resembling whatever coming from M theory gives you the prediction of our death well within the same time as the present age of the universe.